It's Tuesday, April 19th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Which industries are trusted to handle data? A look at the breach reporting around the world, and Insta-on goes Insta-off. This is the Business of Tech. Last week, I had some big tech trust numbers. Today, the No Silver Linings report from digital security company Imperva says that 35% of the 6,700 consumers surveyed do not trust organizations to protect their sensitive information adequately. Of those who responded to the survey, 41% say their trust has decreased over the past 5 years. In addition, the option to not have their personal information shared has many feeling as if their hand is being forced. Nearly two-thirds, 64%, of respondents said they feel they have no choice in sharing data when it comes to using online services. The percentage of those surveyed trusting companies by industry when it came to handling data were as follows. Financial services at 37% say they trust, healthcare at 33%, government organizations at 29%, and retailers at 5%. This has led to some users simply giving up when it comes to being concerned about their online presence, as 27% of respondents said they have not bothered to change passwords if their account or website has been compromised. Now, why do we care? Trust is an asset to be managed and a resource not to be squandered. Hoovering up all that data is damaging trust, and we have big tech to thank. Layer on distrust related to security and threat actors, and you have a messy, awkward scenario. That leaves those delivering IT services to recognize that the default position is distrust, not trust. Assume you will not be trusted, which is a powerful position when combined with a zero-trust approach. What do I mean? Take a position ready for a high level of scrutiny and gain trust by not requiring it. Yesterday, we covered CISA's new guidance for reporting of breaches. Today, let's dive into Politico's look at similar reporting requirements around the world. In the EU, members of the European Parliament are seeking to expand their existing program to cover all medium-sized and large organizations that operate within several critical infrastructure sectors. Companies would have 24 hours to submit an initial report about the incident and 1 month to submit a final report. The proposed changes also include fines of at least 10 million euros, or 2% of total global revenue, for organizations that don't report properly. In the UK, regulators are considering a few of the same changes as the EU and tweaks to what kinds of incidents companies need to report. The UK could also adopt fines and the EU's proposed two-tiered reporting timelines. And in Australia, a new cyber reporting program earlier this month, known as Security Legislation Amendment, Critical Infrastructure Act of 2021, gives affected critical infrastructure operators up to 12 hours to share details about a critical incident with the Australian Cybersecurity Center, one of the tightest reporting timelines globally. While CISA will only focus on significant cyber incidents, Australia's rules require affected entities to report both significant and non-critical incidents. Why do we care? For listeners in those countries, this is the reality on the ground. For those in the U.S., two reasons to care. First, any organization you work with, a customer or vendor that crosses boundaries, falls under these laws too. Second is the broader reason. These other laws become de facto baseline requirements. Note that it's all the calories without the great taste of actual protection. Is that the position we want to be in? A hall of shame company exit here. The smart home company Insta-on has vanished. Quoting Ars Technica, the entire company seems to have abruptly shut down just before the weekend, breaking users' cloud-dependent smart home setups without warning. Users say the service has been down for 3 days now, despite the company's status page displaying all services online. The company forums are down, and no one is replying to users on social media. The company executives have also scrubbed their LinkedIn pages and removed their terms at the company. Why do we care? It's a simple lesson in lousy execution. What happens when a cloud provider goes away entirely? I'm not advocating a move away from the cloud. Instead, I'm observing that it's essential to plan for critical systems potentially going away, or simply recognizing that it will happen. It's part of the reality. Don't just ignore that reality, but instead, acknowledge it. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP radio, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. I'm wrapping this up, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.